Prepare yourself for a talk radio experience like no other.
Strap yourselves in and hold on.
He stands for truth. He stands for justice. He stands for what's right. This is the Alex Jones Show. Call Alex now, toll free, at 877-590-5525. Now live from Austin, Texas, here's Alex Jones.
Hello, my friends. Thank you so much for joining us. It is April 5th, 2009. We got a 2 hours laying out before us on this abbreviated Sunday edition. I guess 5 days a week, 4 hours a day, and enough for me. We come in on Sundays, 4 to 6 p.m. Central Standard Time, getting a lot of new affiliates on the AM and FM dial, number one numbers, of course, on the Internet, with Internet listeners out there, number one on Shoutcast. We're very thankful for all of you tuning in today. We're going to have open phones throughout the show today. The toll-free number to join us is 877-590-5525, 877-590-5525. All right, here are the important stacks of news I have in front of me. We're going to cover what really happened at the G20 meeting, the open announcement of world government for and by the private banks, controlling every nation on earth. Have a large stack of news on that front. Then, about a week and a half ago, Kurt Nemo at Infowars.com wrote a news story analyzing a bill introduced in the House and Senate that would basically end the Internet as we know it. And then we even played the clip of Senator Jay Rockefeller, who heads up the committee over the Internet, saying, yeah, it'd be better if we never had the Internet. We need to get rid of it. And so now, even mainline respected liberal publications like Mother Jones, that's been quite worshipful of Obama, has the headline, Should Obama Control the Internet? And, you know, it's one thing when we write an article, and, of course, we always do it days, weeks, months, years, decades before it's mainstream news, but it's always nice to see it admitted to by dominant media. There's quite a bit on the subject of ending the Internet as we know it, so I thought we would cover that as well today. Some of the other news that I have here deals with corruption with the banker bailout. Politico reports White House team discloses TARP firm ties. That's right, the economic committee working group that he has, of course, are all engineered the financial collapse and made money on the way up and now money on the way down and are deeply involved, stealing large amounts of it. Of course, this is a mafia organization, so we'll be going over those latest financial news stories. Also, there is a report here out of the Wall Street Journal. Obama wants control of the banks. There's a reason he refuses to accept repayment of TARP money. And it goes on to admit this is an organized crisis they're using to set up the new world order. Also, of all people, Bill Moyers has a PBS television show, highly respected. He's come out with a 25-minute report and had former federal regulators on where they talk about how this is all fraud, both administrations, going back to Clinton, so the last three administrations, and how it's an engineered criminal takeover. And that headline is Economist, U.S. Collapse Driven by Fraud, Geithner Covering Up Bank Insolvency. So that is some of the other news we'll be going over today. I'm sorry, we won't be talking about Barack Obama's iPod. We won't be talking about the Queen being given an iPod. We won't talk about what Britney Spears is doing because that doesn't affect you. It doesn't affect me. The issues we talk about here affect all of us, our future, our sovereignty, our liberty, our finances, our health. This is where you hear the real issues, not how is the local sports team doing. And the reason we've gotten into this situation is we stopped being involved in politics. We stopped being informed. We became experts on football and baseball and on acting tough and not experts on actually being tough, being serious, being focused, being involved, being informed, and knowing history. And so now we've been robbed. It's kind of like if you had a business and you left it for 10 years in the hands of some manager and you came back and the locks were changed and they told you, get out of here, we're going to arrest you. That's what the government's turned into, is just a criminal group. Now, the other piece of news I'm going to cover at the start of the next hour. I'm going to get into this later. There have been a lot of horrible mass shootings, people killing their whole families, some spoiled, rotten, cowardly lunatic, because he couldn't learn to speak English fast enough, went into the place where people were supposedly teaching him English and killed 13 people, including himself. And then there was another one yesterday in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, where this Richard Andrew Pulaski, 22-year-old man, waited for three police to come to his mommy's house where he lived. It's always these guys that live with mommy. I mean, I don't know what the deal is with them, but the point is that he shot two of the cops as his mother waved him into the house to throw him out. And then he waited for more to come and shot three more, killing another one of them. And the mainstream media has certainly enjoyed tying me into this, let me tell you. Raw Story, the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette, and others, because his friends and family say that he learned, he was also in the Marines, by the way, he learned of a plan to put troops on the streets and for gun confiscation. And I'm attacked by the newspaper saying that doesn't exist, when all I did was read the Army Times. And by the way, in separate news, the newspaper in Tennessee, several newspapers announced they were going to have regular Army patrolling the streets. And I wasn't on the radio Friday. Burmis made a big deal out of it. We posted it. And the governor and others admitted on local news radio that due to the phone calls generated by the show, that they canceled it. Now, remember a month ago, the last mass shooting in Alabama, and they called regular Army out after the fact, and I pointed out that was a felony. And then sure enough, the Houston Chronicle had the Army admitting it was a felony and they were investigating. It's illegal to pull troops out of the streets against the American people, because we're not Mexico, we're not Russia, we're not China. I mean, that is the opposite of a free society. But, you know, I'm tired of just reading mainstream news. You know, most of what I cover, I literally have, and this is just what I decided to print off today. If you Google New World Order, you'll get probably 400 articles the last 3 days saying a New World Order was set up. And then they define a New World Order: private banks ruling the planet that you pay cap and trade and greenhouse gas taxes to, carbon tax that will regulate your life, that will, quote, you know, jack up your taxes. And then I get to have the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette and Raw Story and them all attack me, saying I'm delusional, I believe in an imaginary New World Order. And then there are unstable people out there. Oh, by the way, they're attacking Glenn Beck because he talks about Obama coming for your guns. I mean, Obama's attorney general argued before the Supreme Court last year, you can read his brief, on behalf of the Justice Department, he's formerly deputy attorney general, Eric Holder, now attorney general, argued for complete ban of all citizens owning even semi-automatic, you know, single-shot shotguns, single-shot, just total ban. And when he was a state senator, Obama supported it. So they've introduced bills to basically ban most guns. Rahm Emanuel, the chief of staff, is called for open gun bans. And then all we do is report it here. And so they're attacking, Lou Dobbs. They're attacking Glenn Beck. They're attacking me, saying this is my fault. The Second Amendment, what our country's founded on, it's all my fault. Because we're talking about how Obama wants to confiscate our guns, and so you get paranoids out there. When mommy calls the cops on him, the cops come and he's waiting to kill him. You know, it was the Marines that trained the sniper that was up on the UT Tower killing all those people. Do we blame the Marine Corps? This guy was from the Marine Corps. About half the time we run into one of these mass shooters of this type killing cops, they're from the Marine Corps. I mean, does that blame the Marine Corps? No. But anyways, I'm going to cover that, I said, next hour. I'm going to detail it. Got a lot I want to cover on that subject, because it's not just about attacking myself and Glenn Beck. It's more than that. It's about how they spin things in the media. We'll tell you about the New World Order when we get back. Friends, okay, I'm gonna get into the latest 8+. You know, I keep saying 8+ trillion because the numbers 2 months ago were 8.7 trillion, according to AP and Bloomberg, stolen. I'm sorry, I can't get my mind around this. Now, the federal government has announced 12.8 trillion stolen in banker bailout money, and they won't tell Congress where the money went. So, excuse me, not 8.7, 12.8 trillion. Who can keep track of all of this? Okay, before I get into this stack of headlines, like Barack Obama's New World Order, that's Time Magazine. BBC, New World Order emerges from chaos. London Independent, Obama hails the New World Order. London Telegraph, the G20 moves the world a step closer to a global currency. Times of India, global currency. A summit that allows and shows the balance of power has changed towards a new world order. And it goes on and on and on and on. Now, here's the Times of London. Gordon Brown's gang pulls a $1 trillion con trick, robs the people. That's actually an accurate headline. But they go on to detail what a new world order is. Global governance is in these articles. And they say, oh, the Bilderberg group that founded the European Union and now the North American Union, they're behind the new world order. They're in the newspapers bragging, saying that, while national TV programs are being produced about myself and being aired, saying basically the Bilderberg group doesn't exist. Because I read the newspaper and say, hey, global government with no liberties or freedoms isn't a very good idea. And they go, doesn't exist. By the way, here's the newspaper saying it exists. It's doublespeak. They're telling the public, hey, this exists, but it's not kosher. It's not acceptable for you to talk about it. So sit down and take it. I just can't even say the number. 12.8. Not 8.7. Was 8.7 trillion. Now $12.8 trillion. Here's another one. New World Order hailed after rescue. On and on. I have CNN, Fox, MSNBC, BBC, with Obama and Brown and all of them hailing the New World Order. Now, something amazing happened. I heard the truth for one of the first times ever out of Sean Hannity's mouth. And of all people, he had former top Clinton advisor Dick Morris on, and they told the truth. But still, they said, oh, the crazy conspiracy people. They've been crazy, because we would read government documents, but now they're right. They want a world government and a world currency. By the way, in the communique signed by the 20 leaders of the G20, it says they're setting up a world regulatory body for global standardized taxes, global enforcement, what they call the final linchpin in world government. They already have a world court, a world army, the NATO and the UN. Now they've had 20 leaders of the most powerful nations sign on to agreeing to it. And they're bragging all over European, British, Russian, Chinese newspapers that this is the end of the U.S. superpower status. But you won't hear that on our news. Now, here's Sean Hannity, who's probably attacked me. I've probably been sent clips of him attacking me 20, 30 times. I don't even listen to them anymore when I'm sent them. You know, people send me emails with an attachment with a clip where he would say, there is no plan to set up a world bank and a world government. There is no plan for North American Union. There is no plan for this and that. And then now, if you listen to Hannity's show or you listen to Savage, you listen to even Limbaugh, it's almost like Alex Jones is hosting the show sometimes. Then they always go back into their old-fashioned fake conservatism. Here's Dick Morris and Sean Hannity on Fox Television telling it like it is.
There is a big thing that's going to happen in London at this G20, and then they're hiding it, they're camouflaging it, they're not talking about it. coordination of international regulation. Mm-hmm. What they are going to do is to put our Fed and our SEC under the control, in effect, of the IMF.
Oh, come on. They're you believe they'll do this?
That's what was in the draft agenda. They call it coordination of regulation. What it really is putting the American economy under international regulation.
Yeah.
And those people who have been yelling, oh, the UN's going to take over global
conspiracy
government.
Conspiracy theorists.
They've been crazy, but now they're right.
Yeah, well, when Geithner,
it's happening.
When Geithner said he would be open to the idea of a global currency last
week, yeah.
those conspiracy people had said and suggested that for
That's
years.
Right.
You're not wrong. You're not wrong.
And, you know, it's what they always do at these conferences is they have the center show is here,
yeah.
and the side show they don't want you to pay attention to.
Right.
The center show is the size of the stimulus packages.
Yeah.
The real show is international regulation of the financial institutions, which is going to happen under the IMF control. And remember, the IMF is run by Europeans,
right.
the World Bank by Americans.
Okay. And they did write that into the communique that was basically agreed to move forward setting this up, and you can just Google New World Order and read hundreds of mainstream newspapers from Australia to the United States admitting it. Meanwhile, the general public still isn't aware that the New World Order they're hearing about is the very private banking cartel that has stolen $12.8 trillion. Now, the entire gross domestic product of the United States last year was $13 trillion. So in 6 months, since October 3rd, when they passed the banker takeover bill known as the TARP, known as the banker bailout, it was really a takeover, a coup d'etat by private corporations that combined their forces together, and they call it the New World Order. It's what they call it. It's why we call it that. It's really just tyranny. It's crime. It's a private corporate takeover. Just like they have hostile takeovers of corporations, they do it to countries. Hundreds of third world nations. Now it's happening here. And that's all global government is a private group of banks engaging in this. But we have to put two and two together. The very banks that have stolen $12.8 trillion, close to the GDP in less than 6 months, at this spending rate, within 1 year of October 3rd of last year, by the time we reach October 3rd this year, when the stealing really accelerated, it will be $26 trillion. I mean, we thought George Bush was bad, tripling the size of government in office for 8 years. Obama is set in 1 year, and these are mainline government numbers, I have them right here, to make the government four times its size in 1 year. So what's eight times four? Bush just tripled it. Eight times four, like, what's two times 16? Yeah. 32 times the size it was. 30. I mean, you look, this is Wall Street Journal. This is Bloomberg, AP, Reuters. You can go do the math yourself. The GDP is $13 trillion. And in less than 6 months, October, November, December, January, February, March, so right at 6 months, they have already spent the GDP. And the bankers are getting it all. Notice they haven't opened up credit. It's harder to get a car loan, home loan. In fact, everything I was covering 6 months ago is now mainstream news. They're admitting, yeah, they're hoarding the money. Yeah, they're using it to buy up banks and insurance companies. Yeah, the bankers are taking over. I mean, even 2 weeks ago, even Rolling Stone had a headline, "The Big Takeover," and said this is a by design and about power. And then now the Wall Street Journal admits this is by design and about power. In fact, I can't even say the mainstream media isn't even reporting this now or is covering up. A lot of them are. They're telling the truth. Criminal banks are openly stealing everything in the name of starting the economy back. We'll be right back. All right, folks, we are back live. Your calls are coming up at 877-590-5525. Yeah, we got the devilish New World Order coming down on us right now. And if you read the 15-page G20 communique, they call it global governance. They use the term global governance and say that they're going to have international regulation and unified regulation over banking and commerce, when it's the very same banks that engineered the current crises we're in to consolidate power, who stand to gain even more power and to selectively enforce these rules and, quote, crack down on tax havens as they go after their competition. That's all that's happening here. Meanwhile, this is how Gordon Brown in a press conference tried to spin things. This is going to free the economies, fix everything. It's a global solution to a global crisis. It's a new world order.
Today, the largest countries of the world have agreed a global plan for recovery and reform. This involves the biggest interest rate cuts in history, the biggest fiscal stimulus we have ever seen, the biggest increase in resources in the history of our international institutions, with $250 billion, more money than ever before, for trade finance as well. For the first time, we have a common approach around the world to cleaning up banks' balance sheets and restoring lending. We are engaging in a deep process of reform and restructuring of our international financial system for now and for the future. And we have maintained our commitment to help the world's poorest, and we have put more money aside for that and also for a green recovery. These are not a single collection of actions. This is collective action, people working together at their best. I think a new world order is emerging, and with it the foundations of a new and progressive era of international cooperation. We have resolved that from today we will together manage the process of globalization to secure responsibility from all and fairness to all. And we've agreed that in doing so, we will build a more sustainable and more open and a fairer global society.
All right. Now, if you go watch Gordon Brown last week at the European Parliament ahead of the G20 meeting, he calls it global governance, a global Europe, nowhere to run with your money, nowhere to hide, total control on a planetary scale. And some people say, oh, well, the next step in human evolution is a global government. Well, that may be, but the issue here is this is a tyrannical system out of the gates where a group of bureaucrats owned by private banks dictate every facet of your life. What would have happened if Hitler would have had a global government to gain control of? No one could have stood up against him. Nations are firewalls. They are bulwarks of true diversity, of freedom. But you get a tyranny in control of a global government, it's over. And this thing is being set up by a tyranny. Make no mistake about that. Now, I wanted to play a clip of Anderson Cooper. These clips go on and on, but this will be the last one, where they're bringing up a global government being set up, a new world order. And he says, oh, that'll scare people at home. And then they go on to have the British guy go, no, wait a minute. This really is a world government being set up. You know, this really is, you know, read Section 15 of the communique, and then the other American guy is laughing. But Anderson Cooper himself, admittedly a CIA operative and the grandson of the Astors, this is a robber baron, this is one of the elites. People always, who are the elites? Who are the elites? Okay, Anderson Cooper, there's one of them. You know, he's up there acting like he doesn't know what all this is, and, oh, a new world order, it's so scary. So here it is.
But they have opened up the idea of there being some form of other regulator across countries, and I think that's going to come
so
back.
Is this some sort of new world order, which Gordon Brown kind of alluded to?
That's where President Obama was drawing the line and saying, look,
that concerns a lot of people in the United States.
You can't all of a sudden have a super regulator, even if we're in a desperate crisis now. You can't, according to the U.S., take that and say, okay, all of a sudden there's this super cop who is going to dictate what the U.S. does, what Great Britain does. That ruins the sovereignty of individual nations. You can't just all of a sudden do that. And that's a big sticking point.
Timothy Gunter, who I talked to today, and we're going to show that interview shortly, flatly denied that was going to happen.
I hate to disagree with you, gentlemen, but I believe page Section 15 of this.
That's enough. Tim Geithner, a week and a half ago, got asked in a press conference about, hey, we see all this language in these agreements, because they leaked the communique 2 weeks ago before it was made public Friday. Oh, we just agreed to this communique today, Friday. Meanwhile, it had been leaked 2 weeks before that. And so Geithner got asked, hey, what's this about a new global currency, the IMF and World Bank issuing a super currency? Which, by the way, they're already doing. You can Google that and read the mainstream news. See, they always tell us about something they've been doing for years already. And Geithner said, I don't know anything about that. We're not going to do that right now. And Obama got asked about it in the press conference, too, and said, oh, I don't know anything about it. Meanwhile, the next day, Geithner goes before the Council on Foreign Relations, which is sworn to destroy U.S. sovereignty, and hundreds of publications they put out. and says, oh, yes, we're moving towards a global currency. So that's what they're doing. Here is Time Magazine, Barack Obama's New World Order. And this came out today. And all these other ones, New World Order emerges from chaos. BBC, Obama hails the New World Order, London Independent. G20 moves the world a step closer to global currency, London Telegraph. At a summit that shows the new balance of power, new alliances are forming, old ideologies are dying. The world is now a different place. And then it goes into brag about how the U.S. is basically cooked, London Independent. Brown does do God as he calls for New World Order in sermon at St. Paul's Cathedral. Yeah, he'll never go to church and is basically a well-known atheist. But then he went and prayed this morning for a world government. That's the Globe and Mail. I mean, this is sick. Gordon Brown has made an overtly religious call for a new world order based on the deep moral sense shared by all faiths. Marking the first speech by a serving prime minister at St. Paul's Cathedral in London, he quoted scripture as he urged people to unite for a new global society. And again, all these years, there's no such thing as a new world order, no such thing as a global government. Didn't matter if it was in hundreds of congressional testimonies. Didn't matter if the CFR put out all these documents bragging about it. Didn't matter if the editor of Newsweek, Strobe Talbot, called for a world government before he went to work for Clinton. All of this has been set up. I mean, we have to sue to get the North American Union documents, and then the first thing in the document is we've got to keep this secret from the U.S. We've been in the North American Union since March 24, 2005, officially. That's why you can read the news about, oh, Canadian and Mexican troops to patrol U.S. during terror attacks, and the public has been taught to live in denial about all of this. And the articles go on and on and on. But meanwhile, who are the bankers who will rule this new world order? Because it's exactly as we always said it would be when they announced it. It's a world government of and for a private clique of private bankers who have made their money out of the creation of fiat currency and derivatives, made up Ponzi schemes, junk. Madoff was a globalist calling for world government. The last guy who got caught stealing $10 billion from Texas was a globalist. That's who these people are. They just create imaginary financial instruments and then have governments say that they're legitimate, and then they leave you and I holding the bag for it. Do you know what it means when in 6 months the banks in the U.S. alone have been given $12.8 trillion of U.S. taxpayer money? That's more than the entire country grosses every year. Total. The stock market, oil, cars, mowing lawns, school teaching, whatever you do, that's greater than all the money that's spent and all that's produced in a year. And they're set to more than double the GDP. Folks, that's worse than what Germany did to bring themselves into the hyperinflation. We're done. It's over. And the establishment knows that. That's why they're militarizing police. That's why they're getting ready to put troops on the streets and openly announcing it, so that the bankers can successfully carry out this swindle and not get in trouble. Because they've got to maintain control of the government or they'll be brought to justice. I mean, look at this. Politico reports White House team discloses TARP firm ties. We'll get into these criminals and what they're doing and a solution to counter them when we get back. And then your phone calls, Jeff, Mark, Mark, Ralph, and many others that are patiently holding 877-590-5525.
And you call me Pearl.
All right, we've got a whole other hour coming up, jam-packed with key news and information. The federal government is taking over the entire infrastructure of the Internet, including private companies. Any country they wish will be under federal control. The companies will have to pay for all of the upkeep of government snooping servers and control systems. There will be no Fourth Amendment. Everything you do will be watched without a warrant. This has already been done to a great extent, but now Obama is completely abolishing the Fourth and Fifth Amendment. Remember all the Democrats that didn't like Bush for what he did with his warrantless secret wiretapping? But see, now it's their guy, so they're all for it. That is coming up. But Mother Jones newspaper magazine is covering it. Should Obama control the internet is the headline. But look at this. White House team discloses TARP firm ties. Larry Summers, a top economic advisor to President Barack Obama, who I would add is the guy that got rid of the Glass-Steagall Act and allowed the derivative scam that is causing the crisis right now. I mean, the very crew that engineered it's now in power saying they're going to fix it and shaking their finger at the banks. I mean, this is sick. And then taking over private companies that aren't even banks. And ordering companies shut down and ordering CEOs fired and saying they're taking the internet over. The Republicans are standing by just loving it. Lawrence Summer, a top economic advisor to President Barack Obama, pulled in more than $2.7 million in speaking fees paid by firms at the heart of the financial crisis. Yeah, that's the way they get around payoffs. All these companies that Tony Blair, it's in the news today, sold out to England to. All these companies that Tony Blair sold England out to, you know, he gets like $250,000 or more, $300,000+ per speech, and the companies make no money off the speech. The speeches are free to their executives. It's just, oh, here's $500,000, here's $300,000. That's how the payoff works. Larry Summers, a top economic advisor to President Barack Obama, pulled in more than $2.7 million in speaking fees paid by firms at the heart of the financial crisis, including Citigroup, Goldman Sachs, J.P. Morgan, Merrill Lynch, Bank of America Corp., and now defunct Lehman Brothers. He pulled in another $5.2 million at D.E. Shaw, a hedge fund for which he serves as managing director from October 2006 until joining the administration 2 months ago. Thomas C. Donilon, Obama's deputy national security advisor, was paid $3.9 million by the power law firm O'Melveys Myers to represent clients, including two firms that received federal bailout funds, Citigroup and Goldman Sachs. And it goes on from there. This is all illegal, but this is what both parties do. It's a pack of criminals that run our society. And until we realize that, things are only going to get worse in this society. I'm going to get back into more fraud in a moment than your calls, but first I wanted to go into a London Guardian article, The Question That Flummoxed the Great Orator. The great orator, the great speaker, Barack Obama. It's become a big late-night comedy joke that everywhere Obama goes, even to speak to school children, they have the teleprompters. Those are the thin glass screens. In the past, they were a big old television box that Obama constantly reads from with an actor's aplomb. He sits there and, you know, reads from it convincingly. Well, now he's moved to a giant TV set on the back wall he can read because they're getting embarrassed. I mean, the dumbed-down public was like, we thought he was really this incredible speaker. We really thought he was speaking from the heart. It was so amazing. But it's a teleprompter. Oh, goodness gracious. When they've had teleprompters for decades, Ronald Reagan would read from cue cards and the media would make a big deal out of it. But the issue is, without one, he bumbles around as bad as Bush. And we've been taping him for a new Obama film we're making, you know, at all these press conferences in Europe, and he literally, I hadn't mentioned it to my wife, she's sitting there making breakfast this morning, and she goes, you know, I was listening to him on XM radio yesterday, and he sounds like a bumbling idiot. Is this a different Barack Obama? And I said, well, honey, he's at press conferences overseas, and they don't have teleprompters loaded up for him. But that's one reason they want a global government. Literally, they say, is to standardize information delivery. So they'll have a global core of people that have the teleprompters loaded up for them no matter where they go. That's why these control freaks want this bureaucracy. From things as simple as that, you know, to more complex issues like taxing you at a rate of 80%, and if you try to run to some country with your money, it's a global government. They're going to track you down, take your money, and pay it into the hands of private banks. And by the way, that's why I'm starting to get a little bit positive about the future, is because I was watching Lehrer NewsHour Friday, and they had a little clip about how a lot of the money is going to private banks. And then I was watching on PBS Online Bill Moyers with experts on admitting that really the banks are stealing the people's money and that big corporations are actually getting this as corporate welfare. There's kind of a paradigm shift. And then I was on the treadmill today in the garage watching cable, and it was Bill Maher with his show. What's the name of that show on there? Real Time with Bill Maher, yeah. And I only watched about 5 minutes and flipped the channel over to the Deer Hunter, but well, they're playing Russian roulette. But the point is that they had this, quote, Republican on there admitting that, well, really the banks are just stealing all the money. Now, he only said it one time, but I was like, wow, I actually heard something true on a show. And then Bill Maher was busy saying the Democrats are trying to save us and, you know, the Republicans are evil. No, Bill, both sides are controlled and bought and paid for. And until we realize that and face it, things are only going to get worse. So that's basically going on that front. Back to the fraud news. This is out of the Wall Street Journal. Obama wants to control the banks. There's a reason he refuses to accept repayment of TARP money. Now, a lot of big companies like Goldman Sachs and Chase Manhattan and others, JP Morgan, they wanted the trillions, and they've been getting it. But hundreds of banks got summoned to the White House meetings with then-Treasury Secretary Henry Paulson, but Geithner had actually written the plan. So even before Obama's in office, they're all working together behind the scenes. This is the same crew. You know, top Wall Street crooks. And they would tell small banks, this is an order from the president, you must take, you know, even if it's $10 million, you must take it. So they said, okay, we'll take it. Some took billions, some took hundreds of millions, some took just a few million. And now these companies are saying, look, we're giving the money back. They're going, no, the federal government is now in control of you, and that means the private select international banks that control the White House are in control of our local banks and General Motors and the rest of them. See, when the IMF and World Bank, which are just holding companies for consortiums of private banks, go into a third world country, they publicly pay off the leader. They say, don't pay this money back. Sign over all your resources at 30% interest. When you don't pay this back, you'll retire to Switzerland or the Cayman Islands or Portugal, and then or New York City, and then we'll move in and take your country over. Well, see, the same thing has now happened here. They premeditatedly use economics as a tool of conquest and domination. And once they get control of a nation, they use the government to basically grab different industries and feed the industries into the mouth of the private banking cartel. And so that's what's happening now. Here's the Wall Street Journal. I must be naive. I really thought the administration would welcome the return of bank bailout money. Some $340 million in TARP cash flowed back this week from four small banks in Louisiana, New York, Indiana, and California. This isn't much when we routinely talk about trillions, but clearly the money has not been wasted on otherwise sunk down Wall Street's black hole. So why no cheering as the cash comes back? My answer? The government wants to control the banks just as it now controls GM and Chrysler and will surely control the health industry in the not-too-distant future. Keeping them TARP-stuffed is the key to control. And it goes on. And for the intensely political president, mere influence is not enough. The White House wants to tell him what to do. Control, direct, and command. It's not for nothing that rage has been turned on those wicked financiers. The banks are at the core of the administration's thrust. By managing the money, government can steer the whole economy even more firmly down the left fork in the road. This isn't the left fork in the road. Time magazine runs this headline. Newsweek runs similar headlines. We're all socialists now, or America's now a socialist nation. It's not socialist. You got 30 to 1. For every $30 given to the banks, $1 given to the people with federal strings attached. You're paying in taxes for all this money. The New World Order is a consortium of private bankers, international bankers. They've taken over 100 nations, and now they're taking this country over.
Prepare yourself for a talk radio experience like no other.
Strap yourselves in and hold on.
He stands for truth. He stands for justice. He stands for what's right. This is the Alex Jones Show. Call Alex now, toll free, at 877-590-5525. Now live from Austin, Texas, here's Alex Jones.
We are live, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you again for joining us. Well into the second hour now of this worldwide transmission against tyranny. Your phone calls are coming up. And then I'm going to get to this story. Should Obama control the internet? Mother Jones reports about a week after we first broke it at Infowars.com that a bill has been introduced, and Senator Jay Rockefeller saying they want to pass it to end the internet as we know it. We'll tell you about that coming up at the bottom of the hour. I want to go to your phone calls right now, and then later I'm also going to get into the very sad shootings we've seen around the country and the roots of that and really what's behind that. And I'll tell you right now, I don't appreciate the fact that Raw Story and the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette have decided to attack me in association with the shooting the fatal shooting of three police officers. It's just ridiculous. They also attack Glenn Beck because we are delusional and say that Obama wants to confiscate guns, and so then this half-baked crazy kills some cops, so there you go, it's my fault. No, it's Barack Obama's fault for introducing bills to effectively ban all semi-automatic handguns and rifles and to psychologically test all Americans to own guns and to have an attorney general who lobbied last year on behalf of the Justice Department before the Supreme Court for a total gun ban, saying not even single-shot handguns or rifles or shotguns. But that really isn't even Obama's fault. I mean, it's his fault to be a tyrant and a gun grabber and working for the bankers, wanting to disarm their quarry, their prey. But no, it's this individual's fault. His dog was peeing on the floor. He was 22 years old. He'd been in the Marines. He'd been out of the Marines. He'd lost his job recently at a glass plant, a glazer. And his mother told him, get rid of the dog, I'm tired of it urinating on the floor. So he threw a fit and got in an argument with her. So she called the police. Never good to have this happen. The police show up, just thinking it's another dime a dozen domestic dispute. And he caps two of them in the head in the doorway. And then another cop comes running up. He shoots and kills that guy. And then shoots two more. He gets shot up in the leg and shoulder. And then has a four-hour shootout with police. And I guess I'll go ahead and cover this now since we're getting into it. The whole issue here is, take Raw Story, okay? And that's a huge liberal website news service, okay? They do carry AFP and other mainline news feeds. And it says, a Pittsburgh shooter was fan of online conspiracy theories. And it attacks Glenn Beck here. It says mainstream outlets such as Glenn Beck and Fox News program talk about Obama's coming gun control. And it goes on to say that he was apparently referring to the so-called sovereign state movement promoted by the 10th Amendment Center. So now because all these states are declaring sovereignty, that means we're all cop killers, which presents secession as a reasonable response to federal gun laws and the power of the Federal Reserve, and has recently encouraged legislatures in a number of states to introduce resolutions reaffirming states' rights. They claim they talked to some of his friends and they said this. And so I called up the reporter and I'm like, who are these people? He's like, well, I'm not going to get into it. Oh, they just say it's evil Glenn Beck and evil Lou Dobbs and evil Alex Jones and evil this and that. The Post-Gazette also mentions the conspiracy theory website, PrisonPlanet.com, run by radio talk show host Alex Jones, as a source for some of Popolowski's more off-the-wall notions. Last fall, the site ran the article with a link to it. U.S. Homeland Troops in Homeland Security Crowd Control patrols from October 1st which claims that the U.S. troops returning from duty in Iraq will be carrying out homeland security patrols in America from October 1st in complete violation of posse comitatus and for the purposes of helping with civilian unrest and crowd control, which could include dealing with unruly Americans after complete economic collapse. Now, the people at Raw Story have to know that when they attack me with that and link to the story that Paul Watson wrote, that that entire quote was out of the Army Times. Our article starts with a paragraph out of the Army Times with a link to it. That's all I linked to was the Washington Post and the Army Times in that article that Paul Watson wrote. It's been announced all over the news that they're going to use 20,000 U.S. troops to patrol the streets of the United States for insurrection and economic collapse and dislocation and rioting. Those are quotes from the article Raw Story. And Raw Story's attacked me before for, quote, talking about a new world order. Gee, let me see here. I just printed off more than 20 mainstream news articles today with them calling for a new world order global government. BBC, AP, Reuters, Times of London, Wall Street Journal. I mean, all we do is see the Army announce that NORTHCOM's going to patrol the streets of America for crowd control. This weekend, it was in all the Tennessee newspapers that they were going to have Army patrols starting in the cities, and the governor has suspended them for now. We have links to mainstream news on Infowars.com right now. I mean, so I'm bad because I have colonels on my show in the Army going, what's wrong with us patrolling America? So, see, then this guy, who's obviously already a paranoid, been in the Marines, like most of the mass shooters, and I'm not attacking the Marines. I'm not saying it's the Marines' fault that the tower shooter was a Marine and some guy that went into Bohemian Grove with guns and set it on fire was a Marine and that this guy's a Marine and that most of the time, if somebody isn't on Prozac or one of those drugs, the rest of the time they're a Marine. I don't know what the training is in the Marines that causes nutballs to go off the deep end, but the issue here is it's not my fault that this guy killed three cops because I linked to an Army Times article saying they're going to have troops patrolling America. And it's not Glenn Beck's fault because the guy's MySpace linked to a Glenn Beck news story about Obama having an attorney general that wants total gun ban in America. He's the one that went to the Supreme Court and filed a briefing on behalf of that. So by this logic, if the fact that we reported on this, Glenn Beck and I and others, caused him to do this, well, then it's totally Barack Obama's fault for originally starting this whole thing to begin with. But no, I'm not actually blaming Barack Obama. But, you know, I called up this reporter this morning. He said, oh, I tried to get a hold of you yesterday. I called your, you know, I tried to get your number. And I said, well, I'd like to have you on the show. I said, why are you putting me in this article? Why are you putting me in here? And he said, well, I talked to a bunch of his friends, and one of them said he'd been to your website, too. Yeah, folks have seen his MySpace. It had hundreds of links on it. But no, they've got the Southern Poverty Law Center, who mixes white supremacists in with Second Amendment groups and people to demonize us. They've got them in there quoting, saying, well, once you get into the conspiracy culture, once you fall for it, it always, you know, basically leads to violence. Here, let me find the quote. There's a quote here now. That's like saying, once you join the Marines, it always leads to violence. By the way, he joined the Marines right after 9/11 because he thought terrorists did that. So, see, I'm trying to find the quote here. Oh, it doesn't matter. There's a quote in here that they've got. They got the Southern Poverty Law Center in here saying, oh, my God, I should have highlighted this story. I'll find it later after we take some calls. The issue is they're saying, oh, my gosh, this guy, you know, he believed that there was a plan to put troops on the streets. And once you fall for the conspiracy theory, You know, then you get violent. I mean, once you watch CNN and they admit world government's being set up, it doesn't work anymore. Your propaganda. Just like witches at black masses.
Just like witches at black masses. Evil minds that plot destruction.
Sorcerers at death's construction.
Sorcerer of death's construction.
Hey, what do you expect when you got a nation that's aborted 50 million plus babies, that killed 1,300,000 Iraqis the last 6 years and makes excuses for it? And now I've warned the police and military 1,000 times, and I've warned my listeners that as the government attempts to confiscate the firearms and as they ratchet up the gun laws, that there's over 100 million gun owners in this country. And if 1% actually physically fight back, that's over 1 million combatants. It is a fight that the establishment will lose. Now, I think it's just terrible that these three police officers were killed, just like it's terrible that 13 people were killed in New York the day before by another spoiled brat lunatic. But what happens is, used to when people lost their jobs, they would get depressed or become homeless or get another job or, you know, whatever the case may be, or they'd go jump off a bridge or a cliff. And there's been a few people here in Austin jumping off high buildings and splatting the last few weeks, and that's too bad. But that's a lot better than killing a bunch of people. But as the media advertises these mass shootings, it will only cause more of them. It will only cause more copycats to do the same thing. You know, there he was. He lost his job. He's stuck in the house. His mother's trying to kick him out because his dog's urinating on the floor. And he just decides to kill the cops that come. Meanwhile, you have the Southern Poverty Law Center, who got caught running the white supremacist compound in federal documents. This is mainstream news. I've had the lawyers on that sued and got the documents, but it's been in the Associated Press. It's been in, what did it originally break in? The Salt Lake City paper. Actually running the white supremacist compound that McVeigh was at, you know, the commanders of it were the Southern Poverty Law Center, so a very, very wicked group. And it says, for some time now, there's been a pretty good connection between being sucked in to the conspiracy world and promulgating violence, said Heidi Beerich, director of research at the Southern Poverty Law Center and an expert on political extremists. Yeah, we just got their latest intelligence report magazine. For some reason, they mail it to my dad, I guess because he's a doctor. And it has Lou Dobbs in there basically saying he's a Hitler Jugend. I mean, I'm serious, folks. It's got pictures of him next to Nazis. This is another anti-American group. So they always seize on stuff like this. And it goes on. She called Mr. Pulaski's act a classic example of what happens when you start buying all the conspiracy stuff. You mean when you start watching CNN and they're announcing a global government run by foreign banks to rule the U.S., or if you read the Army Times saying they're going to use the Army to go after the American people, or then I have Army colonels on admitting in Iowa they're doing gun confiscation drills. You mean when we break news like that, it's not our fault the government's been hijacked by a bunch of foreign bankers that are looting everybody. It's not our fault people are losing all their jobs. It's not my fault the bankers have stole $12.8 trillion in the last 6 months, according to Bloomberg, the GDP of the nation in half a year. And they know, the establishment knows, that as things break down, as riots break out and food riots break out, and as the police get sicked on gun owners, and as things unravel, that the military is going to be called out on the streets, and there's going to be a shooting war, and then the globalists get to reorganize the United States forever. And that's in their IMF and World Bank documents. We don't want that. But that's where this is going. The police and the military being played off against the American people. When we are all on the same team, when we all live in the same nation and have the same interest at heart. Now, you notice every couple days I read in some regional newspaper about an illegal alien killing a cop or cops. And it barely gets any news coverage. They want to play that down, because they don't want to get the police lobbies upset about the open borders. We sent reporters out to California where the tent cities are. They come in and take people's children. They take their Winnebagos if the insurance is out. But they leave the illegal aliens alone because they know they're above the law and the judges are going to let them go. So, see, citizens are way down the totem pole, and cops are even below illegals. When cops get killed by illegals, they play it down because they don't want to make a big propaganda coup out of it because they don't want to demonize the illegal aliens. But, oh, it's big national news that, you know, this guy's reading habits and what he was reading. So I guess if you ever do something wrong, they'll just go in your house and look at your bookshelf and say, oh, well, he was watching Glenn Beck, and, oh, he was reading Alex Jones. Okay, they're guilty of this. Glenn Beck and Alex Jones were saying Obama was preparing gun confiscation, so it's their fault this guy was paranoid and did this. It's our fault Obama's attorney general has called for a total gun ban on record at the Supreme Court in a briefing. It's my fault the Army Times and the Washington Post and everybody else has announced they're going to use troops on the American people, and the Army War College has announced it. See, that's why most of the newspapers are going belly up right now. That's why they're going bankrupt and falling apart, because people don't trust you. They know you've got an anti-American agenda. They know you're there spinning things. They know what your MO is, and they know what you're up to. And so that's why you're losing all credibility, and that's why you've been discredited, and that's why you're falling apart. Let's go to Jeff in Pittsburgh. Speaking of Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, then I'm going to come back and go to everybody. Go ahead. You're on the air, Jeff.
Hey, Alex. Hey, I'm calling about this article from his name is Dennis Roddy, who wrote it in the Post-Gazette. It's at the Post-Gazette now, postgazette.com.
No, I know. I talked to the reporter this morning.
Oh, you did talk to him? Because I wanted to email him. And what I wanted to do was give.
He was a classic reporter. He was real arrogant and giggling at me, and he didn't, you know, basically believe me about anything I was telling him. He really thinks it's a conspiracy theory that the Army's announced they're going to patrol America. They really think it's a conspiracy theory that Obama's introduced bills to ban guns. And that's why they've lost all credibility. But go ahead.
Well, this article is fallacious at best because he mixes you in with a white supremacist group. He has a fallacious Southern Poverty Law Center. And this whole story, from the time I woke up yesterday, it happened about a half a mile away from me. And, I could see this coming from a mile away. They're going to use this for the Internet, for censoring the Internet, guns. This thing just has so many dimensions to it. And, they interviewed the two friends on the news. I didn't hear the friends say anything about your websites, or he was afraid Obama was going to take his guns. You know, the one...
No, I've seen the local clips. In fact, they have an extended, 10-minute clip on one of the news stations. Nothing about me, nothing about Glenn Beck. But then you read the Raw Story reports, it's all about me and Glenn Beck.
Exactly. And as a matter of fact, when they did interview the friends on television yesterday morning, the one friend was laughing and saying what a great guy his friend was, and that the shooter was the type of guy that he'd go ask for help with his homework, and the shooter dropped.
No, I hear you. I'm going to put you on hold and come back to you. Look, it's like when Oklahoma City got bombed and Bill Clinton said it was Rush Limbaugh's fault. All right, look, I know I've had loaded phones the whole show. I'm going to try to go to your calls a little bit quicker right now. And I want to spend a few minutes on Obama openly taking over the Internet. I'm going to spend more time on it during the weekday show, but this is all huge. I mean, this is the end of freedom, the total government takeover of everything. And should you be surprised, no matter who's in office, it just gets worse. This is what the New World Order means. Going back to Jeff in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, go ahead and finish up, sir.
Well, I'm talking about the fallacious hit piece that Dennis Roddy wrote in the Post-Gazette. And I would like to urge your listeners to contact him by email or to call him. There's a number here. It's area code 412.
Let me just stop you. Look. The mainstream media is going bankrupt because they do this type of stuff. Again, Rush Limbaugh didn't make McVay bomb Oklahoma City. The federal government bombed Oklahoma City, and that came out. And the Southern Poverty Law Center was involved running the white supremacist compound. We have the FBI documents. It's on record. And, you know, these guys are on power trips, but they're not going to have jobs much longer. So if folks, and I appreciate you trying to defend me, but if folks want to go to the news article, the headline is, oh, where is it? I had it here in front of me. Suspect in officer shooting was into conspiracy theories. So his number's there. If they want to do that, that's fine. I appreciate your support, but I'm not really worried about it. I mean, that's what these little sniveling establishment types do, and that's why they're losing all credibility. Let's talk to Mark in Atlanta, Georgia. Mark, you're on the air.
Hi, God bless you, bro. I trust you know you're ever in our prayers. I'm sure you understand that I share your disgust with religious dogmatism. I'm looking at the unfolding events in an eschatological point of view. I believe we're looking at the writer with the scales, which, you know, it's like if people are self-sufficient, would they take the mark of the beast? And the answer is no. So the writer with the scales, total global economic collapse. And when people are hungry and homeless and tired, are they more likely to do something stupid in that regard? And the answer is yes, I'm afraid so. I've had people suggest that Obama is the Antichrist, and I'm like, well, wait a minute. An Antichrist, no doubt. The Antichrist, the devil copies everything, copies what God does. And just as Christ had John the Baptist as a herald who goes before and prepares the way, I believe that Obama is like a herald of the beast who is preparing the way for the reign of the beast. Does that make sense?
Yeah, Obama can't talk without a teleprompter. And I'll assure you, the Antichrist will be able to speak without a teleprompter. So certainly, and the Bible does say there are many Antichrists, but I don't get into all of that. The callers are welcome to. I'm just covering the fact that whether you're an atheist, a Christian, whatever, this is global tyranny that is coming down on us right now. Let's talk to Mark in New York. Mark, welcome.
Alex, how you doing? I just want to thank you. I picked up a short wave. That's how I ran into you. And then I picked up the Obama deception, and I cried most of the way through it. But when I saw your face, I saw two things, Alex. I saw a man. You're a man's man. And then I saw a father. And I could tell you, all these Sean Hannitys and everybody else, I don't know what they think when they look in their mirror at night before they put their kids to bed. But at least Alex Jones can say he's not only a man, he's also a father.
Well, God bless you, my friend, because I think about my children every day, and they're so innocent. And before I had children, I heard people talk about we do it for the children, or, you know, what about the children? Can you believe this is happening? What about the children? And now I understand they're so innocent, they're so sweet, they're so smart, they're so good.
Yes.
And now it makes me hate evil even more because I've got to put my children out into this world.
And you're protecting everybody else's. And how'd you make out fishing the other day, Alex?
Oh, we did okay. We were just fishing by a little river and camping out, but it was fun.
It's nice when you get one on. There's nothing else in your mind except you and that fish, right?
Exactly.
But I thank you for the knowledge because that's how I'm able to get out there. I'm a minister of the gutter. I'm actually ordained, but I have no church, no doctrines. I believe if a guy's got a gun in his mouth and he's sitting on a corner, I'm not going to ask him what he is. I'm going to pull the gun out, get him something to eat, get him something to drink, and put him in the bed and say, listen, I'm going to watch you till you wake up.
Well, that's great because, as you know, society is unraveling.
They took our church away, Alex. Every time they keep doing this garbage they're doing, the bankers also took the church away, and people not even realizing that. If our federal government came out tomorrow and said, you know what, I read all your Bibles, I believe them all, especially where it says your God will heal you, he'll feed you and clothe you, no more welfare, no more housing, no more Medicare, thank you. Where are they going to go, Alex? There's no church.
Well, the churches that are there, as you know, have been bought off by the federal government.
Exactly.
Bush was doing the faith-based initiative, and then the Democrats didn't like it.
Yep.
But now Obama is expanding, taking over the churches.
Yes. I worked for a soup shelf. Once a week, we'd go over to the military base, and the big tractor trailer from the government would be dropping off the food. So it doesn't even come from private little things anymore. And they want numbers. They want numbers of how many people they fed. But, kid, I appreciate I'm with you. I'm single. You're protecting all these kids out here, and men, you're a man's man. And I tell you, Alex, I cried when I watched that movie, you know, the Obama Deception. But when I saw you, I, like I said, I saw two things. I'm sorry. I saw a man and a father. And really, bless you for that, pal.
Well, God bless you, my friend. Yeah, I mean, some days I come in here to do the show, and my brain is just blasted. It's just blown. I mean, how do you watch every mainstream TV channel announcing they're setting up global government and then buy the very bankers that are ripping us off? And then I open up the newspaper and I'm being attacked as a dangerous person because I talk about the New World Order. I mean, it's bizarre. It's like one part of the media is still saying none of this exists and you're crazy and dangerous if you talk about it. And then the other part of the media, the mainstream media, is admitting it's all real but saying it's good and going to save us. See, they don't like me and others because I'm here saying it's a bad idea. And look, I don't have all the answers, folks. All I know is the New World Order is wicked. It is corrupt. It is bad. It is Luciferian. It's whatever you want to call it. It stinks to high heaven. Let's talk to Ralph in Florida. You're on the air, Ralph.
Yes, hello, Mr. Jones.
Yes, sir.
Hello, Mr. Jones.
Yes, sir.
Hello, Mr. Jones.
Yes, you've said that three times. You can't hear me right now?
Yes, I can. I can hear you. Okay, first of all, that monster, that Marine, was created during basic training. You know, all the suppression and all the anger that he went through during the boot camp, that's all created by the government itself. Now, they're pointing the finger at you. That's not going to be the first time or the last time.
Listen, do me a favor. Back off your telephone.
Pointing fingers at you.
Listen, back off your telephone because it's distorting so bad. I can.
So there'll come a time they'll be calling you now probably a terrorist because the show that you're doing, basically, it is telling the truth. You become actually the mouthpiece of the truth. You actually.
Oh boy, we're in trouble now.
Of truth. You know, God bless you, your family. The people who labor at the at InfoWars and Prison Planet, you guys are your heroes, you know, for this country and not only in this country, you're worldwide, you're viral, and all I have to say that man who actually shot those cops, that started when that basic training, that mentality that they put you through. And he suppressed all that anger and all that hate, and they just let it all out loose, and now they try to blame somebody else for it.
Well, I hear you, and I'm not overall blaming the Marine Corps, but it is a scientific fact. What do you think sleep deprivation is, and shaving their heads, and breaking them down, and then building them back up is? That is classic cult programming. That's how you brainwash somebody. And going back 200 years ago, the Germans in Prussia wanted to create super soldiers. And so they started with kindergarten, how to train the kids to just regurgitate information. Then they take them at about age 12 and start their military training to mindlessly kill people. And even in World War II and Vietnam, they found that only about 50% of troops would kill somebody up close. You know, they drop bombs out of an airplane on a whole city, but, you know, to kill somebody up close, looking in their eyes, they wouldn't do it. But with video games and training, now they've made the perfect killers. We'll be right back. Baltran, George, Mike, Robert, Frank, I'll at least get to those calls. 2 hours isn't enough on Sundays, but if I did more than that, my wife would kill me. Yeah, I do 4 hours weekdays. Look, this just gives me a headache to cover. The government is so out of control. It's so bad. It's so bought and paid for by foreign interest. And we're just here covering the facts. And it's only going to get worse and worse. And the establishment's going to put the military and the police in between themselves and the people instead of the people taking action through the courts, through the grand juries, and having all these bankers, these Madoffs and these Larry Summers and the rest of them, all these crooks arrested. And we're getting close to that. But if we don't, they're going to stay in the positions of power and just expand their control. I mean, when Bill Moyers is saying they've engineered the crisis by design and are imploding everything in a huge Ponzi scheme as a scam. And he's got former top federal regulators on the show saying the same thing. We are very close to arresting these people. But see, they're going to keep acting like everything's normal and they're the boss and they're saving us and they're having G20 meetings and it's all legitimate and we've got to, you know, have the GDP of the U.S. in 6 months fed into private offshore banks. No, stop the insanity. But as people lose their jobs, as society falls apart, as the police go around doing these gun raids, it's going to get hellish. And the people have to stick together. And as I've said every show for years, we need to be nonviolent. We need to be nonviolent, ladies and gentlemen, because killing police and military only helps the New World Order. It only helps make them be in more fear of the citizenry and basically then serve the system with wanton abandon. And so that's what we're facing. But again, if it does come to the point of national gun confiscation, if 1% of the American people who have guns fight back, that's over a million people, I would not want to be the police and military. I mean, it is not going to be pretty. It is not going to be pretty. So, you know, that said, we need to get control of this country now. I mean, the IMF and World Bank state in their own documents, they implode economies, riots start, society breaks down. They use that as an excuse to even come in with greater control. It's problem, reaction, solution, or order out of chaos. That is what's happening now. All right, let's go to a caller in Kansas City. Valtrud, I hope I'm pronouncing that right. You're on the air.
Yes, Alex. My name is Valtrud. I'm a German-American. I was woke up by a book that I read of Andreas von Bülow. Sadly enough, it was only printed in German, but I was lucky enough to get a hold of it.
Yeah, 9/11 and the CIA, we interviewed him first.
Yes, the CIA in the role of the Secret Service, I think. That's what it...
Yeah, he's the former defense minister, former head of intelligence in the parliament, saying 9/11 is an inside job.
Yes, I even emailed him. He's very active.
Yes.
I enjoyed you having him on. But I wanted to come back to something else here. I usually see Moyers on Friday evenings, and there was also a professor from this area. His name is William Black.
Yes, we're going to get him on. That's
Oh, wonderful. The best way to rob a bank is to own one.
Yeah, that was the guest that Moyers had on. Yeah, exactly.
Isn't that wonderful?
Yes.
He laid it all out, and I was thinking of you, and so you're familiar with what he's about.
Yes, in fact, I was just talking about Moyers. And
yes, I heard it.
And then how I'm going to get...
William Black.
Yeah, I called him a former federal regulator. He's the guy that exposed the SNL scam by design and then got death threats from Keating over it, as Moyers covered. But, yes, he is a professor as well.
Very good. Thank you so much for everything that you do, Alex. You're our hero.
No, listen, folks, thank you. Every caller is telling me how great I am. I'm not great. All I'm doing is covering the news. I appreciate you, though. I mean, listen, you saw Bill Moyers talk about, you know, with a guest about how it's all a staged scam and the best way to rob a bank is to own one. I was already talking about it. You called in about it. I'm just a regular guy on the radio here. Of course, now they'll probably write a New York Times article saying Jones makes things up and says Bill Moyers exists. Jones says PBS exists. I mean, literally, all I do is cover the news. I got Time Magazine saying Obama's New World Order. Yeah, Time Magazine doesn't exist. Jones is dangerous, scaring people, saying Time Magazine exists. I mean, George in Texas. George, you're on the air. Welcome.
How you doing, Alex?
Good, sir.
Can I have... Yes. You know, the thing is, they're sort of blaming you and Glenn Beck for that shooter. I never heard any articles about Al Gore being blamed for the Unabomber.
Well, look, number one... they don't have any proof. I've watched these people on TV, and they said nothing about me or Glenn Beck. And then now you got Raw Story and others saying it's Glenn Beck's fault because Glenn Beck and I say Obama wants to ban guns. Obama's chief of staff wants total gun bans. Obama's attorney general filed a briefing. You can go read it. For the Justice Department before the Supreme Court calling for a total gun ban on citizens. It's his fault, if you believe that line of logic. It's Obama's fault for scaring people. Hey, what do you think's going to happen now? Gun owners, I'm telling you, this is the one issue with Americans they're ready to fight and die for. And again, it does not hurt the New World Order to have a pile of dead cops all the way to the sun. I don't want to have dead cops and dead military. I don't want to have a 1776 shooting war. But let me tell you, we're inches away from one, folks. And who loses in this fight? The police, the military, and the American people. The dirtbag bankers like George Soros brags in the Times of London that he's having a great crisis and this is the culmination of his life and that he's helped engineer it. Arrest him. He's got arrest warrants out in a half dozen countries. Let's arrest him and then none of us have to kill each other. But the bankers will steal everything till we're all at each other's throats. Do you see what I'm saying?
Yes, I see what you're saying. I'm just saying that's why the media's losing credibility.
Yes, they are. They're a pack of just prostitutes. Intellectual prostitutes is what they are. Hoard out for a dollar to tell lies. I mean, Raw story comes out. I mean, that's huge, folks. That's, you know, bigger than most newspapers, major newspapers. Comes out and says, I'm making it up about the 20,000 troops patrol America. And they link to my article saying it's made up when it's a link to the Army Times. I mean, I'm sick of it, man. I'm tired of the denial. All I'm doing is covering what's happening. I told you 5 years ago they were going to pop the subprime mortgage bubble and cause a worldwide depression because I had the IMF and World Bank documents. Go to CFR.org, Council on Foreign Relations. They had three press releases last week calling for global government by name. I mean, all I'm doing is reading CFR press releases here. Mike in Tennessee, you're on the air. Mike, where we got Army patrols suspended. They were going to run Army checkpoints this weekend. Mainstream news. Go ahead, Mike.
Alex, I want to thank you and your crew for doing a stellar job in getting this killed. Basically, the blog site on Infowars.com woke everybody up, the few hundred people from Tennessee and the thousands of people from around the country that called the local police, the military, and the governor's office in Tennessee and shut that puppy down. But I want to tell you what happened Saturday. In spite of that being shut down, I personally observed Marines in full battle gear uniform with rifles. Now, they did have red and yellow tape on their rifles, but they were the real McCoys in a park in Bartlett, Tennessee. And now, this is upper-level suburbia. This is where you want to live if you got to live near Memphis. But they were in this park, about 35 of them. I personally spoke to a fellow there, introduced myself, because I do a radio program, which is a spinoff of yours, where I basically read InfoWars for 3 hours every Saturday from 3 to 6. But I sat there and talked to this guy, and he did not know anything about Posse Comitatus, didn't know anything about the roadblock, but he said, we're not doing a roadblock here, we're doing a hike. And I said, really, with guns and full body armor and backpacks? Well, he smiled and went on about his business. I emailed you guys some photographs.
Oh, good. What address did you send them to?
I sent them to the news tips and to the media.
Right. I've got to get more funds to have a weekend crew because I got one guy at our office on the weekend. We got to get, in fact, remind me, guys, Monday to hire two people, even if I don't have the money, I'm sure we'll somehow make it, to have weekend editors at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com to go through those. But on record, they announced on the news they were going to have troops doing these roadblocks until the people got mad and the governor came out and said, I'm not going to be part of this and canceled it. But then they still went ahead and did it, huh?
No, this was in Bartlett, Tennessee, where this was in a park. This was not in Whiteville. Whiteville, Tennessee is about 50 miles east, and I had about 20 people that I spoke to that were going out there, and a few of them called me back and said that they actually did shut it down. They did not have that roadblock on Saturday.
Good.
There were several dozen people that were there with cameras ready to roll film. But one thing you probably didn't hear about in the media is that last week the school board superintendent of Memphis announced they are putting together public boarding schools for homeless children in Memphis, Tennessee. Public boarding schools.
I did see a blurb on that. Society is collapsing. In California, they're taking homeless people's children and their cars, but leave the illegal aliens alone. We're out of time. Back next Sunday, 4 to 6 p.m. Central Live, and back through the weekdays at Infowars.com there with the live radio show. God bless you all.